chip, and Tiger's still reaching for the thing like, yo, send on the machine, man.
You already know it's your boy Black of the Dawn reporting live from We Love Hip Hop, world's most smoked out podcast, Toronto shit. Let's get it.
What up, man? It's your boy Gangsta Gibbs. Shout out to We Love Hip Hop.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangsta ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, play along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Create the culture dripping. Just start the shit off.
That was weird.
Start off with some tunage, you know?
I'm dripping, yeah, I'm dripping. I got diamonds on my waist, bitch, I'm dripping.
So
why? Yeah, I'm dripping. I got diamonds on my waist.
You might slouchy,
the bad ones, just the ones, yeah. Cause we gon' sit on the block, this a time, yeah. Yeah, just popped another one, yeah.
What's the next tune I got here now? Next tune I got here is Money Malk's Drummer Boy.
Doesn't matter what you gonna see.
Also on Spotify. Shout out to Money Malk's.
Drummer Malk's. I don't need kicks no more, I need the O's. I don't keep six no more, I need a pole. I don't need a bitch no more, I need the hoes. What you mean you can't keep up? I'm moving slow. I put it on the skin and I test it.
What you do?
Throw it in the bag and then I bless it.
Yeah, yeah.
All my neighbors think that I'm a menace. I'm jugging on my holla, I'm finessing. Pull up in the crib like I'm Santa.
All right, so we are Bok. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. I'm your host with the most toast, Friday Ricky Dread, aka I'm gonna call myself Studio Rick today, aka Media Rick. And to the, this is my right or my left? Oh, to the left of me.
The ghost in the room. It's me, SSC. _ Hey Herks, _ PK. You know what it is. We're here at the sound studio doing our thing this week. But yeah, let's get it in.
Yeah, man, it's episode 112, you know. What do you call that? I want to call it the Slim episode because Slim is one of the members of 112.
Oh, 112.
You know what I'm saying? But the Slim episode. Well, there's other members of 112. He's just the only one that I fucking know the name of, Slim.
Funny, cause the other day I was in my car and I was driving and my brother was playing a song and I'm like, yo, is that fucking 112? He's like, yeah, it's 112. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, this is crazy. I haven't heard these niggas in a long time.
I was gonna say one of the hooks, sing one of the hooks from their songs, but I totally drew a blank. Bring your mic a little bit or turn that towards you there. But yeah, man, we're back. We got episode 112. We're on the second year anniversary of the show right now, dog. Like, what is February 25th was the first episode 2 years ago, Bridget.
Hashtag
Sheether.
Hashtag the golden child.
Holy.
Hashtag the golden child.
Why the golden child?
That's what they call their daughter.
Oh, who got the lighter?
Yeah, hashtag the golden child.
Okay, that's whose
that's
daughter?
Papoose.
Oh yeah, they just had Remy Ma was
with the culture.
She was with child for a long time. Yeah, cause you know what it is too. And just a quick sidetrack, she kept the pregnant, the non-pregnant look for so long before she took her little break from State of the Culture. That it was like, I didn't even realize she was pregnant until she reached back, eh? Trust me.
Yeah. But yo, she was down seven summers? Not six winters, seven summers? No, don't play with Remy, bro. Don't play with Remy.
But yeah, man, we're definitely over here at the sound studios, you know what I'm saying? We're doing a little bit of a, what do you call it, a road trip or a field trip, you know what I'm saying? So for all the people,
it's a field trip or a road trip, sure.
You know what I'm saying? So for all the people out there also, please remember to subscribe, like, share, subscribe, all that good shit that you know, the YouTube people be doing. And, you know, shout out to all the people.
Oh, they say smash the like button, man. Smash the subscribe button. I was like, what the fuck am I hearing right here? Yo? This is crazy.
You know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the people who are on SoundCloud, who are listening on SoundCloud, as well as Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher. There was one that we were seeing before. What the fuck was that one called? Soon or Goon or some shit like that. But, like, the gazillion listening platforms that they have out there for streaming.
There's so many listening platforms nowadays.
Trust me, yo. And tons. Yeah, man. So shout out to Google Play. You know what I'm saying? Google Play. All the Google Play people, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, freaking all the people who are sitting there at work, the entrepreneurs, you know what I'm saying, who aren't at work, and the trappers. You know, shout out to the trappers who are listening, and the entrepreneur trappers too.
You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. I gotta shout out my brethren, Boogie the Mac. You know Boogie what I'm saying? Mac. I gotta shout out my homie Boogie the Mac.
Shout out Boogie
the
Mac.
You know what I'm saying? Part of the fam. You know what I mean? That's my homie, Boogie the Mac.
Trust me. And, but we're definitely in a different location. We got the boom boxes going on behind us. And yeah, man, but still shout out to the Yelp to them.
I like that boom box wall, man.
Yeah, man. It's I feel like I'm in the spirit of Radio Raheem right now.
Ah, you took the words right out of your mouth. I was looking at this one right here, the Super Jumbo 60 Hyper Sound. Look at this thing, bro. It's massive, bro.
Holy.
Then you have this one right here. This is the truth.
Which one?
Oh, shit. This one is the truth, bro.
That's crazy.
The clear tone. Yo, super. Bro, listen to me. This is the one, the 12D battery motherfucker.
12? You think there's only 12 that's fitting? That's like 24 in a pack you gotta put in that motherfucker.
12 D batteries, yo.
Hold on a second. Before we even get to any other subject matter.
Like, what the fuck's a D battery?
Yeah, first of all, a D battery is for the youngins. That's one of these big clunky batteries like this. But you gotta remember, these right here hold weight. So yeah. At one point in time, nice. Man, them were like this.
Shouldering them, bro.
Walking with this for miles or blocks or kilometers, man. And kilometers. You know what I'm saying? Crazy. That in itself, if you don't get no fucking good workout, if you don't got shoulders.
Like, yo, this is a sick one, yo. This is probably the best one on the wall. For me, anyways. I don't know about.
Trust me.
Watch your head.
But, yeah. Yo, Freddy. Walk one.
Holy.
Man, I guess slap up. And we just have thump off your chest. That's what happens when you get used to smoking grabba. No grabba. I tell this myself. You'll set back your split. I tell this myself.
Oh, man. But yeah, man. Let's get to our top 6 tracks in Toronto. You know what I'm saying? And like I was saying, there's like the Comment Gang came out stupid, crazy, crazy strong. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. Number 6. Danielson and Future Wave, Cold Chicken.
Cold Chicken?
That's the name of the song, dog.
Oh, gosh.
And you know the worst part about it? I'm there, like, the first time I heard the song, I'm like, yo, the first verse by Future Wave is kind of dope, right? I'm there thinking at myself. I didn't realize that Danielson's the one rapping the whole fucking time in the song. It's one of those, the producer is the name also on the tune, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So shout out to Danielson, you know what I'm saying? Bar heavy shit, like some rapper shit, you know what I'm saying?
That's good.
So yeah.
I've been noticing a slight trend.
What, man's rapping? Actually rapping?
No auto-tuning. Yeah. I'm noticing that's been falling back to the wayside.
You know what? I think Toronto niggas, a lot of Toronto niggas been rapping from time, and they're starting to realize, I even heard, on a quick side note, even man like Offset talking about, like, yo, there's only so long mans could just do the same thing, you know what I'm saying? People are going to get tired of that, you know what I mean? Like, it's the people who
going to get tired.
Yeah, the people being who diversify tired. Who are going to live the longest, you know what I'm saying?
Being tired with that shit, to be honest with you, but yeah.
Shout out to Danielson.
You know what I'm saying? Straight
big
up.
Tune. And shout out to Future Wave, who's the actual fucking producer. He doesn't have any bars. But number 5, Houdini, Myself.
Yeah. Alumni.
Yo, Houdini's on a wave right now, eh? All he them is. Men. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Late Nights.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my favorite. I like that track.
And sorry for the other day, Comment Gang. I was tripping. It wasn't 8 million. It was like, what? It's at like 2.5 million or some shit like that right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the 8 million was too high. I was like, you number. Know,
fam, you're killing it out here. You're at like 8 million, 9 million. I was like, what the fuck? I'm there looking back.
Friday's
like,
high as a motherfucker. That was what's going on. The grabber was hotting up his brain. That's what happened. The grabber was hot in his brain, yo.
Oh, man.
You know what I'm saying? The grabber was really hot in his brain.
Comment Gang was like, psh, bruh, you're high, fam. So it was like.
Good.
But yeah, shout out to Houdini. Big, big tune. And yes, I'm using big tune again. Number four, Goldie London ain't regular. Scene. So shout out to the ladies out there. You know what I'm saying? Goldie London with the what I would call a car banger. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
Bars on top of bars on top of bars on top of bars on top of bars. You know what I'm saying?
I hear that.
Trust me, dog. And yeah, man, she's. I'm gonna call it out right here. We're waiting for the Goldie London interview. That's all I gotta say.
Oh wow! Now Friday's playing Dirty Party.
But next tune, number three. Paulo Made It, Get Right. You know what I'm saying? So that was, I don't know if you've seen on my Instagram there was a tune with one youth that was just mean mugging the camera, dog. In his shot, like he had like a storm going on in the back, and the guy just the mean mug on his face, dog. Mm-hmm. Holy dog, like, if looks could kill, that man would have probably bodied like 10 people in that video right there, dog. But the tune is fire, you know what I'm saying? And yeah, some creative shit. Number two, Bully and French, Ready for War.
That's a sick track.
Yeah.
That's a sick track.
Yeah, man, fucking. I like to see those guys connect too, you know what I'm saying? Bully's from which hood now? I'm not sure exactly.
I couldn't tell you.
I know French and them mans are like CLE, not Cleveland, so they're east side. You know what I'm saying? They're like on the east. So I'm figuring like Bully's on the west. I don't know.
You're saying no light bags, right?
Yeah. So from the, if it is an east and west connection thing.
That's blessed.
I love to see that.
I want to see the man them connect in 2019.
Yeah.
Stop killing each other, man.
Hey, I got a rant about that.
Let's get this money in 2019 like they were doing last year. Continue to do it this year. And try to keep the violence to a very minimal, man. Like, yeah, man.
You don't want me to get into my fucking, my statistic breakdown and that I have in my
your day. Tweet.
Oh, we'll get to it. We'll get to it.
All right, that's fine.
Number one.
One.
Let me give him a proper. Where can I get some drum rolls in this shit?
I don't know, man. Drum rolls have been lacking as of late. You used to ask for the drum, and you would have one or two online, but then I don't know what happened.
My shout out to Jab Press as well. I'm gonna give you. Jab Press is the shit that I be using, eh? This thing here.
Yeah, you better shout them out, man. Shit, they need to send you the full, like, in-purchase app, like, suite, bro. Like,
you know what I'm saying? Give me the, send us an upgrade, yo. You know what I'm saying?
Friday needs more sounds.
Open up that board.
That's the joke.
I know the upgrade is, like, you probably could upload any of your own sounds, too.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying? So
you could probably get your back as a sound effect. You know, when you hit the button,
and I want to put a Drake. I'm gonna put one of those in there too.
Yeah, Drake.
So Job Press, holla at your boy. DM me.
Yeah, for sure.
Number one though, Highlight on My Own. So fucking, that's the one. The Comment Gang came out super late, but. Super strong on that one right there. They must have put like 40 volts on that one right there.
Yeah, eh?
It might be 20, but you know, I'd be highballing, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, you but yeah, it's big tune and big up to Highlight, you know what I'm saying?
For sure.
And yo, quick set of honorable mentions. I'll run down the quick list of honorable mentions we have here. Solo YS featuring, is that Gucci with an X?
Most likely. Yeah.
Okay, not a rapper. Russell BBW, and that's for Big Body Whip. You know what I'm saying?
Big Body
Whip. Toby Sweet Poison, Young YT or Young TC regular featuring Ross Simph. Top five, half of this. Greasy or Jeezy Loke. Uchi Wally remix.
That was dope.
Yeah. Four Kills and Dre Bars, the Reaper and the Demon.
Yo, I seen a thing from Dre Bars today where he had his all girl, mm-hmm. like all the women, like the female rappers on the cover.
Yeah, he had his like, I don't know, it's not his version of Dreams of fucking. I thought it was gonna be that. It was something different, like. He's mentioning them, he's using them in the bars, but like, he's kind of just telling his own story at the same time.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, whatever.
I was like waiting for him to be like, yo, so when are you going to flip a, I don't know, I'm not even going to.
Yeah, don't.
I was like, I was going to reach for some freestyles, and I was like, come on, don't even do it. Just leave it alone, Rick, leave it alone. Also, Bunlo, Trying Me, Jordan, Take It Off, Mad Child, Times Change, and Bullseye, Sideways. Scene.
Yeah, that Sideways video is sick.
Mm.
Just know the boy, I don't say no names.
Yeah, that's the man, I think
it's animated, right?
Hmm?
It's an animated one.
No, that was the...
That's not the side. It's called Sideways. I swear that's the same track called Sideways.
There's another Sideways that I played.
I'm talking about the animated track. I'm talking about the animated track.
D-Chase.
Yeah, D-Chase. Sorry, my bad. My bad, but that track is fire still. I like the animation with that one. She's like, yeah. She's like, yeah.
Yeah, that track is fire too. Quick couple of things I want to bring up.
What's this?
Tiger
was trying to reach for the strap. I don't know what Tiger was thinking. Like, what, he's going to just beat it and walk away?
Oh, man. So, okay. The man was at, just for the people who didn't know what actually happened to Tiger,
what
who
happened?
Don't care.
Like, what? Okay, like, I seen one clip, the man must have got hemmed up and pushed outside the club or some shit.
He was at Floyd Mayweather's birthday party or some kind of Floyd Mayweather party, right? So that's that. He was there. I don't know why he got hemmed up. Nobody still knows why Tiger got hemmed.
I seen the clip, the man got hemmed up and thrown outside. Then the next clip I see, the man is going for the strap, yo.
Hashtag get the strap.
Yo, the man looks like, yo, get the strap, 51, get the strap, bro.
The thing is, I don't know what the beef was. Okay, quick theory, okay?
They hemmed him up quick, bro.
What if Tiger got the strap?
Okay, he had the strap at one point, but that's...
He had it in his hand,
bro,
fully?
Bro, listen to me, the man... Went on his security guard's hip, and that's, you know, how his security guard needs to be fired. There's no way you're supposed to let anyone get that close to your machine when you're supposed to be guarding someone. You're a security guard, paid security guard. Come on, there's no way artist. Yo, listen to me. At first, when I looked at it, I'm saying, what is this guy doing? Like, he's up in this white guy's face. And then all of a sudden, I see the hand motion. And then the white guy's like, hey, hold on. What are you doing?
Don't do that, Tiger.
It's like he had it for a second. And the man's like, yo, give it back to me. And he put it back in his hip. And Tiger's still reaching for the thing. Like, yo, send on the machine, man.
So what if the guy said, go ahead and deal with the case then?
They're both
what do you
dumb.
Think Tiger would have done?
They're both dumb. If the guy would have did that.
Well, first of all, the man would have lost his job.
Yeah,
but
lost
what
his
if?
Job.
What do you think Tiger... Give me your opinion. Not knowing Tiger, because none of us know Tiger.
I don't know that nigga.
But from seeing Tiger's history as of the last, you know, the Kardashian curse that didn't happen. He escaped the curse. We talked about that off camera.
Well, he said he broke the curse. So, those are his own words.
Right? What you think Tiger would have done if man said, yeah, go and deal with the case, my youth. Hold that. You want the machine? Hold that.
Get the strap. Here's the strap. You know what I mean? Wait, you want the strap? All right, here, take the strap.
Well, yo. The Toronto version, you'll hold the machine. Go on.
Yo, you want the machine? See the machine? But anyways, no. But the guy should have, like...
You think he would have let it off?
Nah, man.
You don't think Tiger would have been like, pop, 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 pop?
You sure
he's
got a little Jamaican in him, guys? Come on.
Yeah, it's true still. Maybe he must have beat a 1-2 wild grain, like, yo, my wild. But no, at the end of the day, he's not the he shouldn't like yeah he's mad his emotions took the best of him.
Oh man,
that's all that is. He's lucky he didn't beat no shots, and they only got video of him reaching for the strap, because if the man started beat shots, you know he would have been locked up. Mind they Trump, you know, does he have any criminal history?
I don't know. I know he got a car repoed last
year. The man, oh, man, that's they've been repoing shit from that nigga. That ain't nothing new. But yo, if the man has any convictions, any felon, yo, they could be like, yeah, possession of a firearm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, man.
Come hem him up on some stupid shit.
Shout out to Maul from the Joe Budden podcast.
Just when he's coming back. You know, he's doing his comeback.
He got the best comeback of 2018.
Tiger? You know?
Okay, there you go. See, you're leading us right down the right path. I'm going to play you something right
Soulja
now.
Boy?
I'm going to play you something right now. Let me bring the speaker out.
Hey, Soulja Boy hustles hard, though. I'll tell you that. Yeah, that nigga works hard.
I leave a nigga dead on the concrete, okay? Niggas don't want drama. Word around town, I fuck this baby mama. Yeah. Kaboom, boom. With your son in the other room. Smoke dope, got big ass. Pull up, drop top, that's paper tag. Yeah. He got drugged at the club by the security. I know he big, man.
Bars. Watch out, Big Draco. I could play you from the beginning. Do you want me? You want it from the beginning?
Nah, it's okay. YouTube will come for us.
You don't want no. You don't want that Big Draco smoke. The man said, "Fuck this baby mom," while the kid was in the other room. Did you didn't catch that part?
I didn't, cause I don't care.
Listen, all I know is that he slept with Black China and then he got hurt.
Soulja Boy seen the widow, opening.
The man slept with the Black Widow and made it out alive. Shit.
The man said he smashed
the man
her in
made
the
it
room.
Out alive, bro.
Listen, I'm not saying
she's the Black Widow, bro.
Listen, I'm not saying that what Soulja Boy is saying is right, because that's this wild disrespectful, right? But why is Black China letting that happen?
But what happened?
Ben Soldier said he's smashing her in the room while the youth's there in the next room. And now, and in the end, you're getting dragged out the club and you big mad.
So you say he preed it on Tiger.
Shout out to Big Soldier, yo. Soldier Boy is the opportunist of the year, man. Man looks
hey, man. The man's always looking for the bag.
Okay. Are we running low? It's getting hot. Okay, I got one more theory. I got one more thing I want to talk about. Tristan Thompson, okay? We didn't talk about him last week with him and Jordan, what's her name? Jordan Jordan Woods, right? Who, before this,
she's
was never
related
known.
To Jada Pinkett or some shit like that.
Apparently, she's supposed to get on the Red Table Talk with them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
She did.
But mind, they say she can get sued because of her
NDA.
Non-disclosure.
Mm. That so. KDA Kardashian disclosure agreement, yo.
Bro, listen to me. I don't know. Tristan lost the Canadian way, man. He went over to Cleveland and got suckered in by the Cleveland landscape. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm gonna say.
I have a different theory for you, and here's my theory.
What's the theory?
And Sav and I spoke about this last week, but I forgot to bring this up.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Tristan doesn't give two shits.
Okay? Well, that's the next.
He's Toronto Mun them. Before they were trying to pawn him off, yo, Brampton takes the L, Ray Tay Tay.
Yo,
you know what?
No, they take the L.
Forward, Tristan.
Said, no, they take the L.
Don't worry about Sav. Sav's being biased because she's a lady. You know what I'm saying?
Don't kill
that.
Me.
Chloe takes the L too.
Don't kill
Chloe
me.
Chloe takes the L.
She takes the L big time.
Tristan don't give two shits.
Nah, he doesn't.
He
like,
smashed a girl on the side. Okay, and what? If you're a regular Toronto man who just
me.
Get grimy
listen
or whatever,
he's doing better than fucking Lamar Odom. So.
Yeah.
Right? So, this louder man.
Oh, but they have a baby together.
Yeah.
So what?
He has other baby moms.
Yeah. Like, if you really spoke to
him. He's a
real man,
Toronto man. Yes, he has multiple baby mothers.
Yeah.
What?
So what?
Baby
what
mom
mean?
Thing.
Oh, so you got caught walking in the club with a girl. So what, fam?
Friday's taking it personal.
No. If
Friday's
if
taking it personal.
No, this is not me.
Friday's
this
getting
is,
flashbacks.
This is not the personal opinion of Friday. This is not something that I've said in the past. But look at it from his perspective, really and truly. He's like, yeah, what? I got the bag. I'm still paid. My NBA contract's still going on.
No, well, go on, it's fam. All facts. It's just, it's like, yo, the man, it's just funny, though.
I smashed like 4 girls in the last 3 months. Well, go on, fam.
Well, she was pregnant, I think. She was breathing, no?
Yeah. Yo, Tristan, you're so wrong.
Before she gave birth to her
daughter. Yeah, so the man, yo.
How could you do that to Chloe? And? Yo, yeah. Did you see that other girl, B?
I said, did you see that?
No, I'm just trying to go into Kristen's head.
No,
Tristan
said
for
you're
one
not.
Second.
You're not. You're going
to. You know who did the best? Yo, shout out Toronto guy Cody, because his video with that, with him, with Tristan Thompson and the girl from the Canada, whatever that show is in the morning, the Chinese girl,
yeah.
Talking about yo. And he's like, yo, you know what I'm saying, guy? Like, yo, the voiceovers, oh my gosh.
So what?
I know, it's just hilarious.
Right? Like for really and truly, in his mind,
at the end of the day, you know he don't care.
Yeah,
he's he don't trying care, to make it like, about oh. Like yo, at the end of the day, she's gonna. It's either boom, we separate and we go our own ways, or she still just takes me back and I just continue doing my thing.
That, yo, he's two more minutes. He's still gonna smash, eh?
Of course he is. He's gonna do his thing. Hopefully he'll just be smarter about it and more discreet. So he doesn't get caught.
Yeah.
Hopefully he learns from his mistakes and he doesn't decide to flip in, you know, get loose again.
And guess what?
Why is he kissing random girls in the club, bro? Like, yo, what are you doing?
Tristan Thomas voice. So what, B?
Yo.
His name is Thompson.
Thompson.
Yo.
So what,
this is what he said. This is, hey. We're still the 4-time finals. NBA Finals champion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Those Raptors, you see what we did to those guys. You know, he has the most talk, you know.
Yeah.
He does, so I can see where you're coming from with the part where he's like,
when you get him off camera, personally on a one-us.
On a one-away. Right?
Toronto slang, personally on a one-us.
On a one-away.
Right? He's going to say, Regin, so what?
Uh-oh. Should not film no more.
No, we're still at, we're still doing audio.
Oh.
He's going to be like, Regin, so what? And what, Regin?
What's going on, fam?
The baddies that I got are baddies. And, yeah, I'm going to go back and go check Chloe later on. And she's, the caterer is going to have her food for us. Life goes on. See what I'm saying? So I just wanted to put that out there.
He is on his Toronto bad man still, I won't lie.
Yeah, so we can't push him over to Brampton, even though I guess technically he's from Brampton.
Yeah, that's what I thought, that was where he was from.
But I
know the man played basketball all over the city, so.
Well, because we tend, I guess, and shout out to Six Buzz, where man's when they're supposed to quote unquote take a L, say, yo, Brampton, walk on with your regions, right?
When well, it's Brampton's like, taking all the L's.
No, nah, man, forward. You're Toronto. GTA for everybody, dog.
GTHA?
GTHA for everybody. Tristan Thompson, too, dog. More fire. But listen, let's get to wrapping up because our cameras are getting hot.
And get an interview, no?
We got an interview that we're going to be dropping this week and exclusive we're going to do tonight in the studio right over here. Where are we at? The Sound Studios. As the thing goes on in the back here. A couple of events quick I want to mention coming up. The Cypher 6, or the 6th Cypher that's coming up on March 8th.
Oh, don't kill me.
You know what I'm saying? Over at Bunda Lounge.
It's a female Cypher, right?
Yeah. Shout out to Maisie F. You know what I'm saying? She's putting this together. It's over at Bunda Lounge, over at 1108 Dundas Street West. Booths and bottles available. Giveaways, all types of good shit. You know what I'm saying? And we have our event. March 16th.
Yeah, there.
You know what I'm saying? We'll be doing some bottle giveaways as well, so.
Oh, bottles?
Yeah.
Oh, these bottles?
Quick shout out to Silk Vodka, you know what I'm saying? We're gonna do some giveaways. So we're gonna be doing a giveaway at the spot.
I hope they have the cherry ones there too.
Yeah, we'll have some flavors out, you know what I'm saying?
The cherry one is nice.
What is this, regular quadruple distilled?
This is good, this one is good too, don't get me wrong.
You know what I'm saying? 40% alcohol, yeah. 80% proof. Mm-hmm. So this is some fire, you know what I'm saying?
Like too bad Friday, you know what? Hold on, give me that. You're not even drinking.
Sober MC.
Give me that.
Endorsing Friday, alcohol.
The man don't even drink liquor to rot too.
I'm just like, yeah,
you know,
yeah.
Sell on the box.
It's great. It tastes amazing.
Friday don't drink. Like, yeah, man. Triple distilled. Like, yeah. Repeat day, you know.
Yeah, so it's some fire.
Yeah, so we're going to be doing two giveaways. We're going to give away a bottle to... ticket buyers. So ticket buyer number 55, the 55th person who buys a ticket gets one of these bottles. And we'll do a raffle when at the spot for this other bottle here. You know what I'm saying? Courtesy of Silk Vodka.
You can get smashed in the podcast, fam?
Hey.
I don't know if we're going to advise that type of drinking. I'm just joking.
You know what I'm saying?
Everyone's 19 plus, so.
As long as you bring your ID,
yeah.
When you collect your bottle, and also when you're at the venue.
No plus ones buying tickets.
Yes. Thank you, Seb. No plus ones. Your tickets online. Tickets are $15, but we're going to do a quick early bird special, okay?
Wow. That's an early bird special.
So get early bird tickets right now for $10 until March 5th, okay? So until March 5th only, we're giving away tickets. We're selling tickets for $10, okay? Regularly $15. We're going to be putting a cap on when tickets are going to be sold as well. So probably the 12th, right before the event, we're going to be putting a cap on when the tickets are going to be finished selling tickets. Because remember, this is a private event. We're not taking nobody walking off the road. When you get a ticket, there's not you buying your one ticket plus two of them and them. It's your one ticket for you. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, get your shit early because this is going to sell out. You know what I'm saying? And that early bird, $10 until March 5th. You know what I mean?
Yeah, let's get it.
Let's get it in.
Get these sales up.
Yeah, man. And also hit us up at welovehiphoptoronto@gmail.com if you want to reserve your spot. Scene. Let's take a quick break. I got a tune here by Aeson Eastwood and Onej. What is this? Oneji Jordan.
Whoa, I didn't even see what you're pointing at. I'm sorry, my mind. I was.
Oneji Jordan?
Yeah, I would think so.
Right? OJ. Or an OJ Jordan off of the Danger.
Yeah, stop butchering the man name.
Danger My Alley EP. The track is called Gold Pennants featuring Sapphire Soze and Daniel Sun. Same.
What's the track you're running right now?
Yeah. Let's get this shit popping here. Running off of Spotify.
No free apples, bro.
I paint a picture using red only for my dad homies. I gotta live for him, and I'm still taking risks for him. If I die, keep my beard in the crisp form. Leave the comb in it so these riches could pick it and keep my soul singing. Ain't no limits, dog my home winning. Check the resume, me and Son Sorelli in the rafters with Cole Pennant shining. We wash our cleats with their crew. Soze, he a beast with it too. It's Olay, that's the oil when it's cold. Talk fast, good, they see and double what they move. Look, it's off in trouble if I lose. Black told me that these niggas bugging cause of you.
Cause of me?
Look, cause they fumble what I do. We still up.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Alright, I'm gonna bring us back with a track by Pharoah Soul called No Effort.
Always thought I was glad to have met you. Confident, can no one do me better? Guess I got you better with pressure. She want more, but I won't give her no effort.
Was no smoke top podcast. Okay. So we are back and we have our interview of the night. You know what I'm saying? Let me take these things out here. We got our interview of the night popping. Also, please remember to like, share, subscribe, you know what I mean? Make sure to subscribe and hit that notification button on your YouTube itch to, you know, when we're dropping new videos. But we got our interview of the night popping, you know what I'm saying? And we're keeping the ladies month, the ladies night theme running right now, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man, we've been.
It took us a year to get back to the ladies.
Oh, damn, it's about time.
Yeah.
You get to represent, though. I seen the girls you guys doing. So.
Yeah, it's been like the last time we did a ladies' month is back in October.
Season two.
Yeah.
We're at the other. Youngster. Not, what is it? Vapor Lounge.
Boroughheads.
Boroughheads. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, we're keeping the theme running. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like, yeah, I think this lady right here would be perfect to keep this ladies night running. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Savas.
Yes.
That way.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and I've been taking Spanish lessons, so I even know what that means.
Oh, okay.
This is the Friday. Hey, what do you get? Babble for your phone.
What do you got so far?
Quisiera.
See, now he's talking shit.
Now you got me on the spot.
Yeah, that's right. You should call them up.
What else do I got? I got a bunch of them. I was learning phrases and all types of stuff.
Okay.
But with no further ado, you know what I'm saying? We have Nessia in the building.
Yeah, tú sabes. Thank you so much for having me.
Yo,
yeah,
thank you for coming.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, and yo, even with the name, is that like your Gubby name? Like, I don't want to be like digging up in your business. Or is that like your rap name?
That's my rap name.
Okay. Mm. What does it mean?
Nessia is in Spanish. A lot of times when I was little, I grew up with my grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And they would always steer to calling me Nessia. In Spanish, it's more like of a girl who she doesn't really listen.
Right.
You know, like, it's more than for meant for a girl.
Mm-hmm.
But it goes among, like, not listening, you know, not doing what you're told to do. It's like, you're just not the good girl, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, are you, like... Spain, Spanish, or are you talking about Latin America?
South America.
South America?
I'm from Ecuador.
Okay, okay.
That's my background.
Nice, nice. I was like on your Instagram not too long ago, and it seemed like you were like on a vacation, or was it like a video shoot that you were doing?
I went on vacation.
Okay. So was that I seen Jamaica.
Yes.
How was that?
It was really fun. Honestly, I had such a good time there.
Mm.
I love going there. It's my second time there.
Okay. Dope.
It was beautiful. I loved it.
I just came back from Jamaica myself. I loved it.
Yeah.
You know, every second of it.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
And even like with Ecuador, like, when's the last time you went back there? Or have you ever been there?
Yeah, I've been there a lot of the time since I was a little girl.
Yeah.
I went down there about a year ago
mm-hmm.
to see some of my cousins just chill. It was really nice.
Okay.
I love it out there.
And you were born here in Toronto, or you were born over
yes,
there in Ecuador?
Yes, in Toronto.
Okay. So what was the household like with like an Ecuadorian background? And like, you know, you must have been hearing like a lot of different like Latin music playing.
Yeah. My household was always kind of different. I grew up in Jersey
mm-hmm.
with my grandfather, and it was just, he don't speak English. So it was always Spanish. My first words, because I was a baby when I went out there.
Okay.
My first words were all Spanish.
Oh,
went
wow.
to school out there. Like, so yeah. It's really Latino, like it's really like all Spanish. You hear Spanish music, you hear back in the day Spanish music, like
yeah.
you hear the bachata, merengue, it's all like it's
yeah.
crazy.
When did you move to Canada?
I moved to Canada when I was, I would say, officially when I was 12.
Oh, okay.
I came to visit my mother, I think when I was around like 8 years old, and I went back there, back and forth mm. for a bit, but officially I stayed.
Mm.
Okay.
So even like just coming here to Canada for the first time, what was that like after like being in Jersey for so long? Because I know Jersey, or just the United States, Spanish is like a second language over there,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then you come over here and there's not
Latinos
that many.
Everywhere. I love it.
Yeah, but then you come here and there's like just little pockets of Latinos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so what was it like when
Everyone's
you first got here?
Zone. When I first got here, honestly, like it was more focused on like my home, trying to like... Making friends was not a problem.
Right.
I came here, everyone kind of like already loved me.
Mm.
I have friends everywhere. So.
Bless the blessing.
Yeah. It was, honestly, the transition was fine to me. Like, it was more about meeting my mom and trying to figure out what my life is going to be like now. Because I was young, you know?
Yeah.
So I was just trying to figure out what it's going to be like now. See what it's going to, what she's going to be like. Like, this is my mom. I'm meeting her for like, yeah. officially, like, you know? I'm going to grow up with her forever. So.
Yeah. So even like. During that time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, we're interviewing somebody who raps or we're interviewing a rapper.
Yeah.
Were you thinking about rhyming at all at that time? Or was it just like,
when
just
the bug
focus on that?
You?
Well, when it comes to the rapping, my brother was always like my inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
He started when we were out here, I had my, actually, my cousin has started rapping.
Right.
He was El Nino at the time.
Okay.
And we were all really young, and we heard him, like, doing his thing. He has CDs, mixtapes, and we were, like, glorified. Mm. And then when we got older, my brother had his little team that they had, not little, but they had their team that they had created.
Yeah.
And they were all rapping, doing videos, doing everything, like, back in the day, way, way back in the day.
Yeah.
Before it was even, Toronto was really on the map, you know?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I always looked up to them. And that was where pretty much I got my inspiration, my main inspiration from, you know, just seeing it growing up.
Yeah.
Because they were always in the music.
And as a Latina rapper, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what about, like, the puns and stuff like that? Were you hearing, like, Big Pun, Fat Joe, and all those guys?
Mm-hmm. I was. Yeah, I love them.
Did they inspire
them.
You?
Yes. Big Pun a lot, and Fat Joe more, too. Fat Joe more so, just because, like, I listened to a lot of his music more. Mm-hmm. Not gonna lie, like, he was my guy.
Yeah, Big Pun's my favorite rapper.
Yeah,
straight up, he's my favorite rapper.
And yeah. Big Pun was like the first Latin rapper to go platinum.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So even like, as a female rapper, right? Do you get like? Okay, before you even get to that, what was your first experience like when you're deciding, okay, I want to be a rapper? Like, what was your first song, like your first studio experience? Like, I'm gonna do this, like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna take this serious.
I'm 16.
Yeah,
it was on my 21st birthday.
Mm-hmm.
My brother had did like his little birthday, a video for his birthday, I think the year before. And so for my 21st birthday, I was like, I want to make a video for my birthday. I want it to be lit. Like, I just want... And at the time, I just wanted a random song in the background.
Right.
I'm like, I just want a song to play, but, like, I want the whole thing documented.
Yeah.
And Rod, who is, like, my right hand in this, he was like, yo, why don't, like, you just make music? Like, you know how to rap. Don't play. Like, why don't you just go out and do what you do? I'm like, nah, because I'm not really out there like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
I'm like, nah. He's like, don't trip. Just do something, and I'll let, like, you know, we're not going to, like, my brother, everybody was there. They're like, just do something, and we'll see how it goes.
Mm.
And I did 21, and it went really good. Six was posted it. I was like, it went good.
That's like, so that's one of your first tracks?
Yeah, that was my very first song I ever made.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know, it's crazy because, like, we played that on the show before, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was on one of our top six. I don't remember exactly
because
we make so much content, right?
Mm-hmm.
But today, I was just listening back to it earlier, and I was like, she's fucking going in. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not trying to, like, no cap. I'm not trying to gas you because you're here in front of me.
Yeah,
you know what
no
I'm
doubt.
Saying? But, like, you sounded like you've been rapping for a while, man. So
yeah, it's been in my blood. Like,
so were you... Okay, was it the first time you touched the studio, or you've been writing rhymes and you just didn't let anybody know?
It's the first time I touched the studio.
Mm.
When we were in high school, my girls and I used to always, like, fuck around with that type of stuff and be like, yo, let's make it a rap song. And we're gonna, because we knew we had the connections. We knew we had the links. My brother and them did music all the time. They had a studio.
Yeah.
So we would always mess around, but we never got to that point because we would do it with each other in the portables, on the side of the portables, just laughing. But we never really, like, took it serious, you know?
Mm-hmm. But people were like, yo, you nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody said I was nice. Up to this day, everybody, like, you know that.
Yeah, well, it's good that you actually now started bringing it so other people can hear it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So with the reception now that you start getting from the videos and stuff like that, right? Because you're getting some views on stuff,
yes.
Right? And you had the Chun-Li remix.
Yes,
and,
I did.
You know, there was another song that you had in between there as
Real.
Well. Real.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So are people hitting you up in the streets? Like, yo, I see on your music video.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
What's that
Chun-Li
like?
Chun-Li video one is fire. That's yes. one.
A lot of people
right?
like that one, yeah, the visuals on that one. And just my makeup, the different.
Yeah, effect. That's a dope one.
Yeah.
So what's that like when people hit you up in the street? Like, what's the feeling going on inside?
Honestly, for me, I love it.
Mm.
Like, I love when people tell me your music's good, or even constructive criticism. Anything to do with my music, I love to hear it because it's the first time I'm doing something like this in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
Something I've been wanting to do. So at this point, I'm like, I'm taking anything, and I love it. I love it all. I love the attention. I love everything.
Dope. Even with, like, the business side of stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Have you been educating yourself about the business side of things?
Yes.
Like, have record companies tried to hit you up?
I have had a meeting or two.
I like that answer. I've had a meeting.
Care to tell us any which labels?
At this time, no. We're going to keep everything exclusive, but, you know, very I do my smart. Thing and I'm working. I'm working to get to the top, so I'm doing what I can.
Dope.
So what do you feel about the other female rappers in the city? Like, do I you see feel them like there's a competition thing? Or they're just a sisterhood? Like, I don't know. Do you care to work with them or do you just want to crush them? That's my real question.
To be completely honest, I feel like I'm my only competition.
Okay.
And when I see everybody doing their thing, like, kudos to them, you know? When I came into the shit, like, I understand now how hard it is and some of the stuff you have to endure and some of the stuff you have to go through. And so anyone who's doing it and who's still doing it, like, you know, kudos to them.
Okay. That's good.
Is there competition? Like, because there's not a lot of women, I feel, in my opinion, that are doing their rap seriously in the city, right? So out of them, the ones who are, do you feel competition? Like, or do you feel like fans even try to pitch you all against each other?
Yeah, of course. I see it all the time. Yeah, I see it all the time.
Yes. What do you think about that? Do you think it's something that would be happening with if you were a man?
Yes. And unfortunately, is how Toronto's set up. It's how the city's set up. And I feel like that's why a lot of the times we're not out there enough, because we can't even really enjoy certain songs
without,
like, you know, if I were to make a snap to a song from this side, you're going to hear three different sides. Like, oh, that's who she fucking with. And what if I just like the song and I don't even know those guys? Like, but in the city, they take it serious. It's like crabs in a bucket. Like, you don't want, nobody wants to see nobody really win. It's all about picking your side and staying on that side. So.
Yeah. So even like as a woman approaching it, right? And I'm just a couple of like as a woman questions, right? You see how like guys, we can get online, you know, flash a couple of stacks. We got a new chain and, you know, we got a new track coming out just now, or, you know, make a beef and this is how we're promoting our stuff, right? With you, do you think it's easier to promote as a woman because, like, as an attractive woman, you're already going to get clicks, right? So what's your approach on how having your music out there and people taking it seriously?
Can you rephrase that question?
Like, as a woman, right, you're already going to get the clicks because people are, you got the thirst buckets out there.
Yeah.
Right? So how do you, as a rapping woman, get your music out there promoted and people take you seriously rather than just, oh, I'm clicking because she's hot?
To be completely honest, I don't know. I can only hope that people do take my music serious because I put so much work into it, right?
Yeah.
But I go through the same process that anybody else does, you know what I mean, to get my stuff in the right platforms or to where it has to be.
Yeah.
So I would just really hope that people listen to my music and take it serious. A lot of the times now, real rap isn't appreciated, you know,
in
the city. Like, there's a lot of lyrical artists everywhere in the city that they don't even get the hype that people who aren't even that talented get the hype for.
Speak to these people. So,
you know,
no, you speak and you speak some facts right there. You know what I'm saying?
I only speak the truth.
Yeah,
I only speak the truth.
It's because when I was listening earlier, I'm like, you're in the pocket. So you give a fuck about the pocket.
I give a fuck about it,
You know what I mean? So it's definitely a refreshing thing to hear that, you know what I'm saying? Staying on a couple of, like, questions that, things that women only have to deal with, right? Because as a former rapper, there's a lot of shit that I don't have to deal with that you as a woman, as a rapper, has to deal with, right? They had, like, guys who got exposed, like, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
And
he's the Me Too movement.
Yeah, the whole Me Too movement, the hashtag Me Too movement, right? Where, like, guys in positions of power, record companies, studio guys, all those guys, they have one, they give you one intention, but then when you get to the studio, they're trying to fuck. Have you ever had those situations? And if so, how do you deal with them?
Like I said, when I was younger, I always had my brother and them who already had their stuff set up. I've never really been to a studio that has not been my own.
Yeah.
You know, at a point, my brother had built a studio in his house for me in the basement.
Oh, okay.
And that's when I started. I told him, I'm like, I want to take music serious, you know? Yeah. I really want to do this. And he's like, are you sure? Like, you got this? And I'm like, I got this. And he's like, okay, I got you.
Dope.
That's blessing.
And he made it happen, you know?
Dope. This blunt is not going to make it.
Yeah, sorry. Because you know why this blunt's not going to make it? Because you're sitting over here acting like your doctor know what's good, grinding it like trying to flip and flatten stocks.
Quick side note for a second, Nathan.
Look at this. Oh, so
oh my God.
So who did this one today? Is it Russ? Is it Russ's fault?
No. That's all me right there.
Fuck. The man destroyed a blunt. And then the funny thing is, after he destroyed his thing, yo, this blunt's not gonna work. So
don't worry, Comic Gang. You can kill me for that one.
Comic Gang, get at him.
Okay.
Because this was a perfectly good backwoods. There was no holes in it. Friday's just impatient. You know how hard it is to find a good backwoods in a pack nowadays?
Don't worry about it. We still good.
We gotta get them papers. That's all. Let's smoke them papers. What are you rolling with?
With your music blowing up, right? Damn. Yeah. Let's say you get that situation where you have platinum records and stuff like that.
That skin there you'd be talking about.
Right? Right? You get music blowing up, right? Mm-hmm. And you get everything you want from it. Mm-hmm. What other things would you like to do once you get to that point?
To be completely honest, I don't think I'll ever stop wanting more.
Mm.
I don't think I'll ever reach the point where I don't want more. Okay. You know, like even if I get to a point where I feel like I reached my level, then I have to create a new one and get to that one, you know?
Yeah, so like what other things would you like to do? Like let's say now, Nacy is like the rapper that's names plastered all over the place. Music videos, also because you're a Latina rapper, is like in like 700 million views, right? You're like, okay, well now I want to start up my fashion line. I want to do act. Which one of these things would you like to do, like a dream thing?
Well, before I wanted to do the rap stuff, I wanted to open a salon, and I still have that in the works. But yeah, I want to open a salon for hair.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was actually my next question. Like, what did you want to do other than rap before rap? You know what I'm saying? So it's the hair salon.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So
that's in the works. Shout out my Instagram page, B-Town Braids. I do hair right now, so you know.
Oh. Okay. So
do you make music in Latin? Like, do you rap in your native tongue?
Like straight songs in Spanish?
Yeah, no, even just throw it in, or like even straight tracks.
Yeah, she's in the track that she has. She
I know, but I'm asking if she's gonna do straight tracks. Like, do you?
Oh, I was gonna say, don't play like me. Come on, I was the first one to do the Spanish.
Like a full Bad Bunny style or some shit.
Yeah, like let me tell you, I got stuff in the works. You guys gotta stay tuned. You know, it's all coming. So
see, keep.
Don't sleep on me. It's all coming.
Like a collab.
Don't sleep on me. It's all coming.
Oh, shit. Okay.
I, for some reason, like, names in my head are rolling around, like Pitbull, Daddy Yankee, all these different people who just be like a sick collab. Who would you like to collab with? Without letting anything out the bag, right? If you haven't already collabed with them, who would be your dream collab? And it doesn't have to just be Latin artists.
My dream.
It could be anybody, collab. Dead or alive, too. Doesn't matter.
My dream collab. Honestly, I feel like it would have been Lil Wayne. Weezy.
It could still be.
Yeah, well, yeah. Hopefully, one day.
Mm-hmm. Carter 5 just dropped, no?
Yeah, that even brings me, like, what favorite rappers did you, like, before rapping? Because you just started making songs now, right? But while you and your girls are, like, rapping and doing your thing, what were you listening to?
I was listening to a lot of Nicki Minaj. I was listening to a lot of Lil Wayne. I love 90s R&B, like 90s love songs and all that. I love it. So that's mostly on my playlist. You know, I'm a girl, so, you know. But yeah. And honestly, sometimes a lot of Spanish songs, like, back in the day, old Spanish songs that you'd hear like grandparents play at like New Year's.
Okay. Lane.
I'm gonna ask you an off question here. Okay? So I'm just just let you know I'm gonna ask you an off question here.
An off question?
An off brand question.
Off brand question. What is, 'cause I know guys, we have as a, you know, we have our groupies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have male groupies?
Yeah.
What does that conversation look like? Like, are they in your DMs like, yo, ma, I want, like, what's the craziest thing a man's ever said because they're like, they seen you on the gram or they seen your fucking music video?
The craziest thing I've
yeah,
seen?
Yeah, 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 craziest.
I've seen a lot of crazy stuff in my time of
being
in music. In the music. Some crazy stuff. I don't know. Could I say it on air?
Yeah.
Is that say okay? Whatever you want.
I don't know. Yeah, it's like, I see some crazy stuff.
This is uncensored.
And to be completely honest, like, I don't know the type of woman I am. I just don't speak these type of things. It's just so, you know,
like
I don't say these
like,
things. It's like, damn,
fuck.
I see these things and I'm like, it's, they say some crazy stuff, some disrespectful, crazy things.
Like what?
She doesn't want to see
it. Imagine. I mean, I got family who's going to see this, you know?
Mm.
And
but you're not, like, revealing, like, the person who's saying, just because, like, this, I've seen
some
nasty crazy
stuff. Some nasty stuff. They say, they're not, like, crazy, like, oh, like, hate or nothing. They say, like, nasty things. Imagine a guy, imagine, like, an old, dirty guy just in his bed.
How about
okay,
this?
Just,
do you get the random dick pics in your DMs? Because, remember, what's his name was saying? He gets, like, this random vajayjays or whatever you want to call it. So
I don't see those because see I only got who could like whoever I want
yeah,
to
yeah.
DM
yeah,
me
yeah,
so
yeah.
On the other side
yeah,
you'll see
gotta,
but you'll see sent photo. It doesn't really show you the photo. It'll show you like what they're sending you. If it's a message, you'll see like the first 3 seconds of the message, so you'll see what's happening. You don't have
right.
to open it. And if it's a video or a picture, I just won't open it because I know it's something stupid, you know.
Wow. No, it's because...
Remember, what's the name of saying? He'll get
like,
random shit. You just open up a picture and the DM or whatever, and then boom.
But it'll tell you. It'll be like, sent photo or sent video or shared link. Like, it'll tell you what they do.
That's crazy. I feel like Nessie has, like, another
cautious.
One. But she's like, I'm going to hold
what
that.
What you talking about?
There's, like, another one. Like, she's like, oh, this motherfucker said some disrespectful shit.
Yeah, because somebody, I had this one, because you guys asked who, one nasty thing. And I just remember this one, and I was just like, damn, that motherfucker was so disrespectful.
Mm.
But, you know, keep it classy.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. Last off-brand question. Mm-hmm. Okay. I see even with staying on this here, I seen like on the gram, and I'm not going to mention the rappers that I seen on the gram, but I seen rappers who are like doing this, hitting up other girl rappers saying, yo, I want to do this. I want to do that to you. Do you get those? Like from
like
rappers in the city?
Other
like,
girl
yo,
rappers trying to get.
No, guy rappers
me.
Who are in your DMs who are like, yo, shorty, yo, you'll be the best wifey ever.
I get crazy DMs all the time. I get
good
crazy
answer.
DMs all the time.
What else is supposed to say? No, yeah. Like, come on, they're crazy. You know how this world is nowadays.
I already told you my DMs is dumb.
Yeah, this world is nuts.
Okay, so with everything that you got going on so far, because from what you put out so far, things are moving pretty fast.
Yeah.
What do you have planned coming up next? Like the next... Let's say 3 chess moves.
Well, how am I going to win the game if I tell you my moves?
Friday gunshot.
Come on.
Yo, she's media trained.
Gunshot Friday. She's ready for you, Friday.
Damn.
Yeah, where's the more fire? Where's the more fire? Straight Gucci, call him out on his bullshit. Call him out straight, but the man wants to know 3 chess moves ahead. Right. Man, that's
okay.
Even open
damn.
Up the game.
But can we expect like some like new music coming soon, like a
most
full project?
Definitely, you guys can expect a lot from me. You know, stay tuned. Don't sleep on me. You
okay.
know, Nessia's coming like 2019. I got a lot planned and
EP, mixtape, album. What's
yeah,
going on?
Y'all already
one?
Know my EP's coming, so definitely stay tuned for that.
Dope. Okay, I want to hold you for a moment.
Okay.
Cool. And for the people who are just tuning in now, we have Nessia, right? Okay. In the
Nessia.
Building.
Yes, we do. You have to
sound.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I want to hold you for something we have called Smoke and Mirrors.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
The tea is exceptionally good today.
Come back when fire blazes.
All right, so let's get to our Smoke and Mirrors.
Man climbs up the side of the Scotiabank Arena. Did y'all see that going on in the news right now?
No, I heard about it though.
Yeah, I seen it on Twitter.
It's like four stories up.
Yeah.
They had to get the basket to come get in and everything.
I see he did that thing.
Yeah, because he went directly to jail. Skip goal.
Skip goal.
Don't collect $200. Go straight to jail. You know those ones there? Monopoly. The man climbed.
He climbed the side of the Scotiabank Arena. I don't know, didn't. Okay, he got arrested right away. Okay, police didn't release why.
Right.
Yeah, or the old Air Canada Center, right?
The Air Canada Center, just like the Sky Dome is. I mean, is a Sky Dome.
The Rogers Center is the Sky Dome.
There you go.
Thank you. Doesn't mean the Scotiabank letters look older than the Air Canada. It has messed up.
Oh,
they got the wrong font. Yeah, so there's idiot things that are going on in the cities, basically.
What was he looking for?
I don't know, man.
The man was probably on a high, bro. Who knows?
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I was
thinking?
He
was looking for Pokemon.
Pokemon.
The man was hunting for Pokemon, bro. There was a rare Pokemon up there. He had to get it. He had to get it, bro.
You know what I was thinking at first? It was one of those guys who do that stunt climbing and all that shit, and maybe he just got caught up. But it never released why the man was on the side of the building.
Did he have a straight to jail?
Maybe he's a photographer.
That's what I'm thinking. He might be one of those guys. He's trying to be artistic.
If he had a camera in his hand, he would have done more.
That's what. But they're not releasing.
No, they're just happened. At the end of the day, the man went straight to jail. They keyed him.
They don't have a reason.
As soon as they brought him to the ground, they put cuffs on him and took him to the ambulance.
Well, they just sum it up as buck teeth, basically.
That's a buck move.
That's a bucket move, yeah. That's a bucket move. Okay, now we have a young man here. Yo, please, just tell me how the buck teeth came apart. Where does this buck teeth part? Yeah, where is it, like, how does that...
It's a buck teeth, like, you know, like...
Yeah, I know, but
we used to call them buckets, like...
Yeah. But, like, you know, like...
Is it evolved?
Bucket is, like... You can't just say buck all the time, you know?
Okay, so it's
gonna
evolve.
Everybody's saying bucket.
Okay.
You know?
It's evolution.
Like, buck teeth, you know?
Evolution.
There's three different words.
All right, evolution.
Like,
all right.
You know, like, I head.
That's a good answer.
There's a head.
I'll knock it up to evolution. I'll knock it up to evolution. Young boys evolve with the words.
Okay, so, wow.
That's an evolution. It's an evolution thing. All right. So what's next on the smoke and mirrors?
Okay, I got a quick rant. Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, go on with your theory, Friday.
I think that if we put out a certain positive energy, okay, and I'm putting this, I'm going to put this on, I'm not going to put this on us, right? I'm going to put this on myself, okay, because I'm working, doing this media shit, all these different platforms that I'm trying to get on, right?
Okay.
Positive influence. With good or a good influencer and people who are influencers out there, if they push a certain message, right, not in a nerdy way, that I feel that we can bring our murder rate down 30 people by 2020.
Listen, murder rate is not going to go down unless people talk too much. That's the main reason.
Was it what?
Talk too much. That's why the murder rate is going up. Like, well, people don't know when to stop talking, and people think they're invincible because new rappers, you know, see all this boom, 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 they get energy. You know, bunch of guys just get energy, get amped up, and then they end up shooting somebody, end up killing somebody. So then all their brethren say, "Free up the real, real nigga, real nigga, real what?"
What's your take on it? What's your take? Do you think if we cut, okay, if, here was what my tweet the other day. One out of every five, if we squash one out of every five beefs, we could bring down the murder rate by 30 people. We only had we had 95 last year, 98.
We almost had 100 murders in this city. But like, most of them were like gun-related, like except for the Danforth shooting. That was only two people, not to downplay it. And then they had that van attack where the guy killed 10 people, injured 16 other people.
Right.
Right? So that's part of it.
Anything with a plan. Yeah. Obviously, if you had a plan, you could make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Strategize. Yeah. It's sound if you say, you know, squash one in five beef.
Yeah, but how are you going to squash a single beef? What are you going to do to that? You can't do anything. Because if you take it in, beasts only go and they just go up and up and up, and then somebody's dead. If somebody tries to come tell me someone will fix this and my brethren is dead, I'm not fixing nothing. What are you talking about? Fix what? Like, you know, how are you going to start the beef and the man's dead? You can't stop no beef. Once somebody's dead, you're going to cross the line. It's game over, game time.
That's the... And I understand where you're coming from. Okay, before I give my opinion, would... Do you think that that could happen out of 99 murders? Do you think we can get 30 down with that theory?
Oh, like, I mean, you'd have to, like, have them realize something. And that's hard to that's make everybody is. Realize. They have to realize something. Mm. And that's that if they think that killing each other or shooting one another and ending up in jail isn't what the boy want. Like, that's what they want. That's their plan. And when they do it to, like, each other, like, when you fight each other over pointlessness, like, because most of those beefs are pointless. You know what I'm saying? It's not... Next week... next week, whatever's happening right now, bro, you got to question yourself. Is it going to matter next week? Or is it going to matter a month from now? Or is it going to matter a year from now? Because you got a lot of family and a lot of other people depending on you to be there. Mm-hmm. It's like... How important is that person that you never met before compared to the people that you spent your whole life with?
Sure.
That's it.
My whole theory is like, okay, I know sometimes it's hard to say, yo, I'm going to squash the beef because this motherfucker murdered my brethren, right?
No, I didn't say
that. It's not that easy to say. No, I'm not. But I'm saying that might be something that has to be done to stop cycles, because a lot of what beef is, and especially like when it comes to like murder rates and stuff like that, is a series of cycles of beefs, right?
Generational. Because
there's beefs that are going on in this city that have happened from like the late 90s that mans are still shooting each other for over like literally like a shooting at the fucking subway that's still going on decades later. But the beef that mans are having is because they kept it, they just murdered each other in the moment. But it stems from something that happened a long time ago. So technically, if somebody doesn't decide, yo, okay, we're gonna have to stop doing this over, because I don't even think the people really remember
the original
beef is.
Yeah.
Especially when there's new generations who've been born later, who weren't born at the time when the original beef started. So why are mans taking up a beef for mans who were born, they weren't born yet when the beef originally sparked off? You're basically beefing because of the next man who just fucked up your brethren who are close to you right now in your generation.
Yeah, okay. But what is beef? What is beef consist of? You know? Why is it, you know the answer to that is?
Tell me.
I know the answer. Beef, for example, first of all starts off where you grow up. If you grow up in a certain neighborhood, you automatically have an enemy. It's whether or not you yourself or the people around yourself want to deal with how you want to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
But at some point in your life, you're going to get low. You're going to, you know, if you don't go to school every day, you don't do what you have to do. If you're from the hood, you're going to have a low point, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Stay on that straight road. Your parents aren't gonna provide for you when you're 18, 19 years old.
Yeah.
Unrealistic. You know what I'm saying?
So
I need to get money. Oh, there's already them guys that my brethren's don't like. I'm gonna go eat one of them. Beef right there. Boom, started. Mm. Then you're coming in and you're hungry, you wanna get this. You get a little something. That, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what beef starts from. Beef starts from hunger within somebody. So how are you gonna tell somebody to not do that? Unless you're gonna give them money yourself. You can't tell nobody that unless you're gonna go in your pocket and say, "Here you go, buddy. There you go."
So
how are you gonna tell a man to make money? You can't. You can't. You can only show a man to make money, but you can only lead a horse to water.
It's true.
And a whole lot of people mess up when they get to that river.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I like to hear that perspective also, because like we know and we don't know, right? Because like, we're older heads, but we've been through this shit too, right?
Mm.
So we've been through the cycles. We've been had a whole bunch of our veterans who've been lost to gun violence and stuff like that.
Of course.
Right? So we've been having these conversations forever.
Mm.
But I'm like, why is there always the conversations but never like, what's the fucking solution? So I'm like,
if we break it down mathematically somehow, then maybe people will be able to see, okay, well, at least if we could do something with the numbers and, but like you said, motherfuckers gotta eat, right?
I think there's a simple, like, if to break down, and one thing is to focus on yourself. If that's the only thing to say, I would just focus on yourself. If you have beef with someone, then you're focused on them and you're not focused on yourself. And your energy is in the wrong direction.
Yeah. Well, that's always a gem right there.
Your energy is always on the back. You'll never have a problem with life. If a man bumps into you on the roads and he gives you a girl and you have money to make that day, you're gonna what? Go to jail, punch a man in the face, possibly get crushed. You know what I'm saying? Look like an idiot.
Yeah.
And you don't make the money. Look, what? Done lost two times. One day.
There you go.
Yeah. Gotta fix it. Well, that's what made me personally started changing my mind state over time, right? Uh-huh. Because I started becoming so focused on, I need to get the bag, not just because I want to get rich, but because I have all these different ventures that I'm trying to do, right? Whether it was fucking management back in the days or running a record company, whatever the fuck it was, it's like, I need to make money so that I can, like, not have to fucking make money in those ways, right? So it's like, when my temper would fucking flare up, like, you know, somebody backends my car or some shit like that, the first thing I want to do is just fly open the fucking and go crazy on the motherfucker. This is,
you
like,
gotta remember, you gotta be civil,
right? But then my brain would always be like, yo, like, this is back in the days, right? Oh shit, I'm doing my thing, I don't want to fuck this up right now, because more times I'm on road right now doing my thing, so I'm not gonna fuck this nigga up.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Bro, that's a young boy thing. Like, if you're gonna jump out of your car, and you gotta see me now, I walk and I get as far as the bumper. And I think about, you know what's more expensive than a bumper? A lawyer.
That's a good one.
You know what I mean? So,
yo, man said sound effect.
Yo.
Man said, I have to drop for a sound effect for that one.
Because.
More fire!
No, it's super facts.
No, really, right? So it's good that you only have to pay for a bumper. You don't have to pay for a lawyer. You know what I mean?
That's
perspective right there.
Yeah, and what ends up happening too, and I'm just gonna drop this, and then I don't know, we could continue or we can get off of it, because I think this is important talk. But I know people are like, oh fuck, old man, shut the fuck up with this, keep the peace shit, right? But it's whatever.
It is what it is, man.
For the amount of times that man them are already out there taking risk on road. For the amount of time that man them get into an argument and then go down for the argument and then get caught with work on them too, because your original occupation, quote unquote, is already something that's a lot, you know, it's risky. So then why the fuck jump out of that risky thing to do riskier shit?
Who's doing that?
I'm talking about the cats that throw their shit out the window. There's I be watching some shit on the gram sometimes, bro.
I watch the America's Dumbest Criminals, all the ass.
Yeah, I'm not just saying only Canadians. Americans too. I'm like, yo, all of you guys are like roadmen. Are you doing the, like, why would you do that?
Some of the dumb shit just happened. You'd be surprised some of the shit you see on television that people be doing and stories you come across on the internet. Some of the dumb shit motherfuckers be doing out there in this world.
You can't try to justify what a mod head person is doing in their head. Like, super it's like,
Darwin,
you're a mod.
Darwinism, yo. If they want to die, let them die off, yo.
Yeah.
They want to kill themselves by using a gun as a hammer, then let them do that.
I can't watch them do that. You know what I mean? Can't watch them do that.
I'm not saying physically watch someone do it, but I'm just saying if their mentality is like, you know what, fuck it, I'm not trying to do anything with, yo, fuck them, they gotta try, whatever. I'm just,
something could change in the way people look at each other and just know that, like, we could do more together than we can.
Oh yeah, apart, more together, know? Apart than separated, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? But somehow everybody is looking at everybody else in a way like we're apart. You know, we should be able to ask somebody for something without that person looking at us like we're a buck or something. You know?
Well, no, for sure. There's definitely that, but there's also the point where sometimes people just want to take advantage of when you're offering something.
No, you know, that's obviously we're apart there.
Yeah,
if I gave everyone a dollar, my coffee would be $20.
There we go.
Okay, I got a couple more subjects here.
Former dispensary operator sues Ontario over arbitrary and unlawful cannabis retail lottery.
I hope more people jump in it. I hope it comes up class action.
I'm going to pull up the article over here from, I think it was, let me make sure I don't fuck them shit.
This is the Business and Financial Post. I've been saying it, bro. Legalization is the new prohibition, bro. I've been saying it.
Okay, so
legalization.
So what's the agenda?
So, okay, a former cannabis dispensary operator who owns a coffee shop downtown is suing suing Ontario for $1.1 million in damages, and he claims that he incurred because of the food government abrupt, sorry, the Ford government. Let me make this bigger. Old head problems. I just made the fucking text bigger so I can actually see the shit.
I gotta put on my reading glasses. Excuse me.
Okay, so the Ford government abrupt December decision to cap the initial number of cannabis retailers' retail licenses at 25. A statement of claims filed by the Cannabis and Coffee Inc. against, or Cannabis and Coffee Inc., that's the name of the company, against the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario and the Ontario General Office states that the coffee shop has been structuring its operation and incurring expenses for the past year, anticipating and obtaining a retail license, and would enable the owner to turn his coffee shop into a cannabis store. And these motherfuckers told him no. So he's been preparing his shop. You know what I mean? He's like, I followed all the rules.
Yeah, all the regulations.
You know, he's had to deal with lawsuits, all types of shit. And then men them are like, yeah, you're not one of the 25. Fuck out of here,
bitch. Yeah, it was a lottery.
But they did that to everyone.
Make a lottery for something you said? Bro, that's ridiculous. A lottery?
It's like putting a lottery for shoes. You said it. Going to the lineup. Not getting the shoes.
Everything is a wave. You have to catch the wave.
Bro, listen to me.
So people who started early on that wave, they got in. You know, because they were that established, right?
Yeah. It's for the rich to get rich.
Yeah.
You think they're being fucking, you think they're being biased? Because this guy looks like he was well prepared. He spent he's suing them for $1.1 million.
So he probably sold, he probably put like $7.75, you know, under like a million. But still a lot of money.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? He's trying to recoup. Like, he probably made some money on top. You know what I'm saying?
Plus, what's his argument? Like,
he was supposed to be one of the 25.
Oh, no, I don't think he's not even thinking that he's supposed to be one of the 25. I think his argument is that, yo, they said unlimited. Remember, they said there's going to be unlimited amounts. Mm. But then, where they're backtracking is because these motherfuckers don't have the supply. Where is the supply coming from for all of these retail stores? Yeah. Right? So remember, they said one person could have up to 75 shops if they could afford all of them. Right. Remember, that's what they were saying. Okay. And then all of a sudden, they came with this bullshit about, oh, we're going to do a lottery and 25 is it. That's it for the first year. Mm. So what they're saying now, maybe the next year or the next 5 years probably, is when they're going to do another lottery, which is bullshit. They should never do a lottery system. Okay. You should be able to go like any other business and apply for a license to sell cannabis. You shouldn't have to be fucking paying $6,000 fee, then have a $50,000 line of credit, and
wow, that's how they're gouging people.
Bro, listen to me. $75 to apply for the, then you got to give them $6,000. That's non-refundable. And then if you don't have your shit up and ready by like the beginning of April, they're gonna start eating out your back from your $50,000 line of credit. They're gonna start eating it out from you in fines and shit like that. Because why? They don't have the supply. And then they're saying, oh, this is gonna stop the black market. Get the fuck out of here.
Wow.
So it was a cash grab. You have to understand, the government made $43 million off of legalization in like the first fucking month of sales. Easily more than $43 million.
Oh, so people are actually buying that
I don't know. I haven't heard good stuff about it.
No, the government weed.
The government weed. Yeah.
Some people have bought it. You know, some people
are smoking this government weed.
I've smoked a one spliff.
I think it's a one. I think it's a one. No, I haven't. I think it's a one-time thing though that people do.
What?
They do it once. They try it.
They try it, and then they figure out the prices. And
yeah, exactly.
Man, what have you been up to, Pat? Fuck you. Where you been? I've been online buying weed. You know what I'm saying? But then
I smoked that.
You tried it?
Remember, you got mad instantly, Freddie. You smoked that joint, you got mad instantly.
It's dry, dehydrated. It's amazing. Dust. I was in those new containers. I have my own stuff. He goes,
repurpose, reuse.
We use them for the fire.
Yeah, the container, right?
He had the one.
That's the only way you can travel.
You travel with the container.
That's the one-time use.
The pre-roll.
Really?
Yeah, you buy it for the container.
Wow.
Yeah, that's the wriggle. That's the wriggle. That's how you get through, you know.
That's the reach.
This is the
you guys gave
push
this.
Bottle. It's a push. Exactly. This came in the mail. What are you talking about?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, that's what's going on. He wants 1.1 million. So shout
bro,
out.
Bro, you may win. Who knows?
You know what I'm saying?
You know, the first ones to go to the first ones out the, you know, out the gate.
Yeah.
Just comes with this shit like, yo, you know what? These guys.
They won't let him win because then they have to let them all win, and there's a lot like him in line.
Mm. But you know, if they all band together, class action lawsuits. One is nothing, but a 10 man with the same argument,
that's
more of a plan. You know what I'm saying? That's more of something they could. The lawyers be like, and it's a big industry right now. So they're supposed to have craft. Where's the craft?
I don't know enough about it, so I don't really.
No, it's true, but I'm just saying, where's the craft industry? Like any other industry in beer, there's craft beer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So where's the craft weed? Where's the craft marijuana license? Where's the, you know, you can.
Oh, it's a monopoly, obviously.
Of course it's a monopoly, and that's what's going on. The police chiefs and all these people, these are the people that are running these businesses and owning these companies.
But I mean,
reaping all the benefits. The people that used to lock people up for 30 plus years, now they're getting paid.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's kind of obvious when everything they've been against this whole time, they're now for it.
Exactly.
Right? Like, how do you completely flip unless it's
180 money? Because it's all about money.
Yeah. But in order for them to get the money, they have to be the only one. And that's what they're doing. So, hey.
Yeah.
That's it.
But everybody's cheering for them with their 420 and, like, feeling like. They've accomplished something.
We didn't accomplish shit.
I tell you, and I've been saying, I'm going to continue saying it. Legalization is the new prohibition.
Super facts. Okay, well, let's wrap it up. I'm going to take us out with a track, but before we do that, let's get our social medias and stuff like that. Let the people know. What do we want to do with social media wise? Do you want to let the people know where to find the studio now, or just you?
When is the launch? Media? When is the official launch of the studio?
Okay, well...
The Sounds Toronto... Sorry.
The Sound Studio.
The Sound Studio Toronto. When is the official launch?
Perfect. I appreciate that because, you know what? That's the focus right now. It's the Sound Studio Toronto, right? And it's not Suspect Sound, although it is always Suspect Sound.
Yeah.
The reason I move away from the dub plate argument is because I have 10 sound trying to clash or come from my head tomorrow, right? And it's it's not a clash thing, you know what I mean? It's a music thing, it's a love thing.
Remember, this is a We Love Hip Hop show.
You already know, right? So it's not about that, right? But the launch is just now. Like, I don't want to give a date because anything seems too far away. It seems ready. Do you think?
Yeah, it's definitely... I don't think it's not ready.
The reason why I haven't actually been able to launch is because I've been so booked. So it's kind of already launched itself by word of mouth.
Yeah.
The people who know about it are already like insiders, right? Which is filling up all the time.
Yeah.
So that's a blessing if you haven't launched and you're already booked.
Yeah, that's
pretty
much.
And like you said, word of mouth is the best type of advertising. So when people are like, yo, you know, there's a studio over here. Like, honestly, I didn't know until Friday told me. I'm like, what are you telling me right in my backyard?
Well, you haven't even heard the sound yet. And everybody who comes here, they have to come back. So
I'll definitely be back.
Yeah, man. And so social media wise, are you trying to give out your social media?
Yeah, it's the Sound Studio Toronto on IG. Like, and it's the one, I don't know, the easiest way to say is the one with the piano.
Okay. Project Baby, let the people know where to find you. You know what I'm saying? Social media wise, where to find your music, all that good shit.
What's coming next?
Instagram is Project Baby, Baby with a V. I have songs on Spotify and Apple Music. Drippin' and On Purpose.
Mm-hmm.
They're both on YouTube too. My Instagram, you can find all my music there, all links in my bio, all of that, Instagram, maybe.
Scene. Yeah, man, episode 112. PK Herc, let the people know where to find you.
You know, it's the same all the time. It doesn't change. SSC_HeyHercs on Instagram.
No, just do your social medias again. Don't worry about the camera stuff.
Oh, well, you know, this hasn't changed. SSC underscore Hayhurks underscore PK. Holla at your boy. 112.
I wasn't even looking at the camera. I was looking at you. God,
that yeah, we broke the what did they? We broke the fourth wall for a second. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, and I guess we're not gonna be looking at any camera. We're just doing the audio at this point.
Yeah, you are doing the audio. You're doing your audio. This camera's still on.
Oh, this camera's still on.
This camera's still on.
Oh, okay, 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 okay. Well, spin that over to me then, or something.
Relax for a second, because I was about to do that. Thank you so much.
All right, well, hit me up Friday Ricky Dread or Friday aka Ricky Dread on .com. You know what I'm saying? That's my website. Also, make sure to hit up our website. That's welovehiphop.ca. That's the hub for all interviews.
Yes, it is. News,
all types of good shit. Merch. You know what I'm saying? You know? And yeah, hit us up on Twitter. That's We Love Hip Hop Toronto or We Love Hip Hop TO. Instagram, We Love Hip Hop Network. Scene. And do remember to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Scene.
Live podcast, March 16th.
Yes, March 16th. Get your tickets early, all right? Hit the link in my bio or
get the legal tickets before they go up, bro.
Yeah, the early bird, right? So until March 5th, we're doing early bird tickets, $10. Scene. I'm going to take us out with a track here by Project Baby. Track is called Drippin'. Sing. Plug it in here.
I'm dripping in sauce, the bitches they digging the kid. Walking on the boss, ain't taking a loss. Catch up, don't need no how to win. My niggas some bass, pull up with tax. She shots me in the rear. Stop all the hits, I'm flexing in good. They cap all in the net for no bitch. I'm dripping in sauce, I'm dripping in sauce. The bitches they digging the kid. Walking on the boss, ain't taking a loss. Catch up, don't need no how to win. My niggas some bass, pull up with tax. She shots me in the rear. Stop all the hits, I'm flexing in good. They cap all in the net. Cause the money that we ran up, bands up, now these niggas can't stand us. Taking links on the net, you can't scam us. Chain gonna beat my chest when I stand up. How you trapping and you ain't got your grams up? On the net, same link, we never ran up. Toronto niggas get gas for the camera. Nigga, come up for the niggas say they got a bad bitch, but my bitch badder. Niggas claiming bodies, it don't add up. How you pitching on the stick, but in the streets you act tough. Real niggas, we don't fuck with actors. 4 or 5, get your shit, you better call a pastor.